we start on Sunday, and we basic opening business, call to order, board members' ethics disclosure, and staff reports. And just for your information as well, this agenda and the roadmap and all the materials are posted on our website, so people can have it, it's all there for the public to obtain.
Right.
On Sunday afternoon, we go into public and advisory committee oral testimony, and that will last most of the afternoon and probably through the morning of January 16th. And, it, of course, that's dependent on how many people sign up. So we, the board encourages everyone to sign up as soon as possible. The deadline to sign up for oral testimony is 2 p.m. Sunday, January 15th, so they have to be at the meeting site to do that. On Monday, January 16th, again, we continue with the public advisory committee testimony, and then the afternoon, the board goes into the committee of the whole. And there are various proposals, and that roadmap is also on the website, and you'll see what issues they'll be discussing and exact proposals they'll be talking in the committee of the whole.
They kind of group them together, don't they? Usually?
Correct. Yeah, they do by, you know, the department staff works with in conjunction with the board to kind of develop the best process of how to identify these proposals.
A committee of the whole basically is when the board meets as a committee with members of the public or people, stakeholders in the fishery. There's kind of a discussion, a less formal discussion than just the board having its meeting as the board. Am I getting that right?
That's correct. And it is on the record. That whole portion of the committee whole is on record. So, but it is. It's for the general discussion, you know, open communication back and forth on issues that come up and answer any questions.
Can the public take part in that or just folks?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's in addition to the formal public testimony, they can actually participate in this committee discussion.
Correct. That's correct. Starting Tuesday afternoon, they will break up into two different committees. And so what they do is the board, in conjunction with the department, they look at proposals and they group them together accordingly to how they fit, how they'll best be managed. So we have two committees set up, and again, that'll start on the afternoon of the 17th. You have Committee A and B. And so Committee A is covering king and tanner crab, miscellaneous shellfish, and Committee B is covering shrimp, Dungeness crab, and sports shellfish. So those two committees will go on in conjunction together, and there are three board members in each of those committees running the meeting. They'll have a chair for each, and the chair, you know, when they're establishing these committees, they will ask for the public to sign up, whoever wants to participate in each of those committees. And then it's up to the chair to decide how many stay on that list, you know, and if there's enough, then they leave them all on. And so they go through that process.
I see. Then they come up with reports, don't they, or written reports or recommendations?
They come up with committee summaries, so to
right.
speak, just to follow up a little bit and hit the high points of what was concluded in each of the committees.
And I know you guys in board support are running around, I think, all day trying to get copies of everything together and make sure all this gets forwarded basically in documents to the board in time for the next day. Is that
right? Board support, department staff, everybody. Yeah, we're all trying to work together and getting all the information to the board before they start their deliberations.
And those start what day again?
Well, for the committee of the whole, how this is working, you know, as we started at the beginning, the committee of the whole, the deliberations for the committee of the whole will start on Tuesday morning. And then after those deliberations are complete, we go into the two separate committees, and then follow that, we'll have the board deliberations on those committees.
And that would go through Saturday, depending on how long it takes, basically?
Yeah, I think we have scheduled through Saturday morning, but it's all dependent on how things are running. I mean, this whole agenda is always a tentative agenda.
It's a very public process. I don't think there's no point where the board goes into any sort of private executive session, is there?
No, the board has the opportunity to go into executive session at any time, but there's certain criteria they have to follow to meet that. And at this time, that's not scheduled.
There's also generally presentations from staff on the different fisheries, that sort of thing, a little earlier on in the meeting. And I think one of those things, I know there'll be presentations from scientists regarding the sea otter issue, although there's no proposals, I don't think, on that, but sea otter issue in general on 4:30 on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, after the board recesses for the day on Sunday the 15th. So when they've completed what the agenda items on that day, there will be a presentation by various groups on impacts by sea otters on commercial fisheries in Southeast Alaska that they'll present to the board, which the public is also there to listen in as well. And there are several different entities, agencies that are involved in presenting that. It's one PowerPoint, but they've all worked together to develop one presentation to present to the board. Again, I want to stress that everything, all the materials, the agenda, even the staff reports, everything is on our website. So feel free to have anybody pull that information up. Parting comments, I guess, we look forward to having the meeting in Petersburg and encourage the public to participate.